Oh, excuse me. I just want to find a bunch of Star Wars novels from the early 2000s when I was a little boy and I'd read them.
You've done, as long as you read some Star Wars, some Captain Underpants, you're good to go.
Let's read some
what else do you need to read?
What'd you just say?
I'm fired up. Can I get into why I'm fired up?
Yeah, get into why you're fired up.
Okay.
Why are you fired up?
Are you recording?
Yeah, we're on. We're on. You going to quit your job? You going to walk out, like you said?
No.
You should.
No. So I just beyond just constantly doing things. I'm either constantly doing things or sleeping, and then like I'm working constantly. So I got this apartment. It's not an apartment. It's this beautiful house I'm renting. And I put $1,000 down on. I put $500 down on it for the guy to hold.
Oh yeah,
the
tell us the little story where your landlord is like a Nigerian scam artist.
Yeah, he's like a Nigerian scam artist. Anyway, so but actually he went back on it. He went back on it. So
well, tell them what it me was and initially.
Me and Jordan, the producer of this podcast.
Yes, the ghost producer.
The ghost producer. Me and Jordan are living together, and this man we toured his house, and Jordan is a very handy fellow. And there needs to be some repairs done on this house. And me and Jordan really like this house. It's got great bones. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
It's got great bones. Uh-huh. And we go in the house and, like, you know, it's very minor shit that needs to be done. We need to replace some closet doors and screens on the windows, stuff
scrub
like that.
Scrub the swastikas off the wall.
Off the wall. And the blood stains from people shooting up in there and stuff, you know.
the shit smears.
The shit smears and blood stains.
Clean up all those orange caps that are all over the floor.
Yeah, exactly. And so we get in there and the guy's like, yeah, so I'll give you free rent till January if you fix the house up. And we're like, cool. And he's like, you just got to put $1,000 down to hold the house till January. And I was like, fine. So me and Jordan each put $500 down. And this man, then, like, a few days later, we need...
Can I stop you real quick? I'm sorry. It already sounds like you're paying $1,000 for January. Is that what you were thinking about?
That's what I thought. And then also John told us a few days ago the man wanted...
Let me get to the story.
He wanted about...
You're skipping it.
$7,000.
I wanted $7,000.
Devin's doing the thing. So I go there. I call him up because it's a four-bedroom house, and we need two other roommates to afford the $3,200 a month rent. So I call the guy up and I'm like, hey, is it cool if I set a time aside this Thursday to show some people the property if you come by and unlock it because I got some potential roommates? And the guy goes, well, in order to do that, I need you to pay the full deposit. I was like, wait, what?
What?
He's like, the full deposit.
To show it to people?
Yeah, the full deposit is 2 months' rent plus first. So it's $9,000.
Unheard of.
And I go on the phone. I'm on the phone going, well, I can't afford that, man. Like, there's no way. That's like a BMW.
Why don't you go
that's
buy
like a used, like, 2017 BMW. And, like, I was like, oh, fuck. And the thing is I paid the fee to hold it till January. But if I pay the deposit, that means I paid that fee to hold it for 5 days. And I was like, this guy's a scam artist. And then he goes, and then he starts talking about, well, you and Jordan volunteered to do the repairs on the house. You got to pay $1,500 for this month's rent, too, on top of that. We've already paid him $1,000 non-refundable dollars. And I'm going, holy shit, this guy's bending me over a fucking barrel. And he's trying to skate out of repairing the house. So that happens. But anyways, we finally, Jordan's like, I'm moving in there hell or high water. And then we're going to fuck him from the inside. So,
are you gonna fuck him?
I trust Jordan. Jordan knows this stuff, and he's pretty. Like, Jordan was communicating with him via email the entire time. Like, I just gave up because I'm just so stressed all the time. I was like, I can't talk to this fucking guy. And Jordan was like, I'll handle it. And Jordan's doing a really good job. And I was like, okay, cool. So, we finally get the keys. We sign the lease. Jordan puts $7,000 down. The $1,000 goes towards the deposit. So Jordan puts $7,000 down, and we tour the house while we're signing the lease.
Solo.
Yeah. So we're all. But if he gets three other roommates, so Jordan's half of that is going to be like $2,300. If it's me and then two other people, all of us only have to pay like $2,300 to move in.
Okay.
Right. So it's not that unreasonable. It sounds crazy because one person's paying it right now.
He's running it, but you guys got to hope for those other roommates.
Exactly. So but also like throughout this is why I'm fired up. This is why I'm fired up too. Throughout this entire process.
This is why I'm fired up. I just sucked his cock.
I suck this man's cock. No, throughout this entire process, My sister lives in the same bungalow complex, right? And she has the same landlord.
She lives in the same area, in the same place?
Yeah. I'm 30 feet away from my sister. This is this house. It's going to be great. So, like, I this entire process, after I had paid the $1,000 deposit, my sister just keeps leaking this information that she withheld from me. Number one, that Robert is an unresponsive psychopath, the landlord. Number two, the previous tenant, she goes, oh, yeah, that place has rats. It's like rats everywhere. I saw a rat fall from the roof one time. And I was like, great info, after I paid the $1,000 deposit. Then she goes, oh, yeah, and the previous tenants almost sued him. They almost sued him. And
for
I was
what?
Like, because apparently he had, it rained one time and there was an exposed wall, which is like you could see the outside through the wall. And when that happens, they have to repair it immediately because that's like completely unacceptable living conditions. That's like what hillbillies.
Yeah, that's.
And this guy didn't do it. Took him like a month to do it. So I hear that. And then all of a sudden I'm there tonight and like there's nothing in that house. I'm sleeping in a sleeping bag in my room on the floor. Well, the blanket. That's why I got to go to Target tonight to go get essentials. I'm camping in my own. There's no electricity on. It's just dark. I have a headlamp. It's my house, though.
It sounds like this house forces
it's
people
some real
into
pursuit
living
of happiness.
Like
I'm in a real pursuit of happiness like Jesus. Moment right now. Yeah. I'm killing it right now. I came out here. I had nothing. I got a job. I'm making bank.
When you talk to the landlord, is he playing this the whole time?
Gonna be $9,000 for about 3 months. There's a hole in the wall.
Got your space heater in there?
Sometimes it rains rats. But don't worry, your sister's out back.
We'll pay you to clean it all up.
Listen, so
you're gonna have to head to Target for closing time. I know, die hypothermia.
But yeah, exactly. I'm gonna get hypothermic. It's so cold in there tonight, and I got this plea bag. But anyway.
This is insane, John. What is going on?
Sounds like you're getting your money's
what
worth.
What is this place?
It's $7,000 for this.
It is. I came out here with no job, no apartment, nothing on me.
You're
and now
from
I got
here.
A job and apartment. Yeah, no, but this is my shit.
You're
now.
Talking like you're from somewhere else. Like I just
yeah,
packed
I'm
up my car,
yeah, yeah.
headed
yeah.
out to LA.
No, I did. Yeah, I got social. I got support. I got a support system. I got a buddy I could crash on his couch. But like I'm killing it right now. I'm doing well.
Oh
I
yeah,
got a job. Like I'm doing. I'm making moves. I'm getting up there. Soon I'll have a bedroom, and then like after that maybe I'll have like a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping for a hoe. I need a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so
well, you gotta make sure that wall gets
it's repaired.
Shot.
So
you can't have rat feces
anyway,
falling on your new hoe.
Let me finish. This is the fucking kicker.
Here's the kicker.
So I'm having dinner with my sister, and I go and halfway through dinner I go, hey, you got some sheets or something I could sleep on up there? And she goes, yeah.
Like for tonight?
Yeah,
for,
boyfriend's got to sleep.
Because you know what? You're sleeping on
fiance.
Right now you're sleeping on that guy's couch who's like a Marine. He wakes up at 5
yeah,
a.m.
Yeah, God bless his heart, but I just can't do it anymore. I need a good night's sleep. So I go up there and I'm like, a good night's sleep in a sleeping bag on a hardwood floor. So I open the door to the house and all the lights are out, you know, and I enter the home and I just get this kind of like sense of dread. And I'm like, oh, this place is haunted. I'm like, oh, this place is fucking haunted. There's somebody here. Like, there's something in here. I know Devin's, like, giving me this look right now, but I get that feeling. I'll enter houses all the time and I'll get that feeling. This house feels fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I entered this house and I was like, oh, this is space is being occupied. And I was like, oh, this is kind of giving me creepy vibes. Go upstairs, lay the sleeping bag down. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I go back to my sister and I'm like, yeah, that place is creepy. I think it's haunted or something. I just get this vibe.
It's the attic or what?
No, it's just the whole house. I walk in.
It's just a room that's unoccupied in her place?
Say you were to break into a stranger's house, and you it's like an occupied space not occupied by you. I got that vibe going into my space. I was like, oh, there's someone here that's staying here.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that vibe. Go to my sister, and I go, yeah, a place I think is haunted. I just got this really weird vibe going in there. And then she goes, oh, yeah, it is. The previous, yeah, no, they would sell stories.
They would tell stories. What happened?
She wouldn't tell me. She was just like, yeah, it's just fine. It's cool.
What? Why is your sister fucking ruining your life?
Why Dude. Is anyone on this property?
I'm gonna. It's a sick place. We're gonna get that big TV.
It's a sick place. Yeah. Chris Benoit murdered his family upstairs, and it's haunted now,
I don't know.
But it's a
I just,
sick
I'm
place.
So, dude, I'm so fucking tired, and I just realized I have, like, no clothes to change into tomorrow, so I'm going to, like, go to Target and get some clothes and some blankets.
Oh, John, Jesus. Yeah. Jesus Christ, you're like the soloist.
I am the soloist. I'm pursuit of happiness. I'm going to sleep in a metro train station fucking bathroom tonight, and then when the security guard's stomping on the door, I'm going to put my leg
against
it. You're
just going to play your violin in Old Town all night.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
So you really think this is the spot?
It's the spot. It's the spot. I have no choice. This is the spot.
How confident are you? How quickly can you guys find roommates that are going to cover those?
Pretty fucking I think I can find them this week. Weirdest thing is I got an email from a woman that has my same last name.
That's odd.
Yeah, and I was like, are we related? Like, I have a very odd last name.
Knopf, yeah, with a K. Yeah,
fuck you, you fucking retard. Why would you fucking say it out loud?
What?
What?
I'm trying to not say my last name on your podcast.
Oh, really?
And you're just like, yeah, Knopf with a K?
I didn't know you were trying to remain anonymous.
How did I know that? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't.
Jesus, you sleep-deprived fucking retard.
How are the fans going to find you if you remain anonymous?
Yeah, no, they know me.
They go to
your Instagram. Has your last name on it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, I just followed you today.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I followed you back.
Oh, that's
I should say co-host of the Hate Watch podcast on my Instagram, too.
I just didn't know what to say because I never use Instagram.
I just did three sunglass face emojis. That's my Instagram.
When did you just make an Instagram?
No, this is old. My first Instagram picture was taken like years ago at the front in this living room.
Oh, okay.
That was in my undie pants.
I never used mine, but then I decided I'd post screenshots of our podcast from like 4 months ago and then never do it again.
Nice.
Why are you so worried about your last name being out there?
No reason. I just like privacy.
You say the most personal things of all time.
Thinking I was anonymous, and then Devin drops, you know, my last name, and I'm like,
but they find you on Instagram.
They're psychopaths, and I'll, you know, big ups to Based Ben. You know, but
he's
like,
a good guy.
He's a good guy.
We've mentioned him before.
I'm gonna keep mentioning him. This is how we create loyal soldiers.
You're going through it. Right
I followed Based Ben.
I can see it in your face.
I am dying. I am so stressed all the time, and I'm fucking.
Why? Okay, talk about the job. Why are you quitting this stupid job? They were fucking with you.
They're fucking with me. They're just fucking with me.
Guy was acting like you can't read.
Yeah, dude insinuated I couldn't read, and I was like, first of all, this dude can't lift more than like 30 pounds because he like a 2-ton wine pallet fell on him. And I like Animaniacs, and I tried not to laugh when he told me because he started showing me his X-rays and shit. I was like, oh god, what a dweeb. You know, they just suck ass. I stayed 3 hours extra today.
Right.
I stayed fucking 3 hours because this dude didn't come to replace me, and I was like, I'm out of here because I got.
What's
dinner.
This other thing where you somebody you they asked for another drink, you poured them another drink, and then
oh
they
yeah,
called
people think oh yeah, somebody I topped off somebody's cocktail. You get if somebody asks for an extra shot halfway through their drink, they're gonna pay for that shot. Do you think you're ever getting that for free?
Yeah, I don't know what world this is. Where
and then
think
this
that's okay.
fucking
that's
bitch's
free.
Husband called the restaurant saying I grossly overcharged them, and I didn't. And like they fucking my the regional manager who looks. Regional manager looks like a dude that Denzel, or is it Denzel Washington from Django?
Jamie Foxx.
It's Jamie Foxx.
Denzel Washington's the Equalizer. Jamie Foxx, he looks like some guy Jamie Foxx would just fucking kill in Django. Like he does nothing. He just walks around and just critiques people all day. He's just a cocksucker.
Mm.
And this dude.
So you're quitting?
Yeah.
What is the fear?
I already quit. I already put in my 2 weeks.
What is the fear in not even doing the 2 weeks? Because when they fire you, they don't tell you.
No, I'd like the
they
extra
don't give
money.
You, they don't go,
I'd
hey,
like
in
the
2 weeks,
extra money,
we're
and also
you.
I could be in fuck it mode. You know what I mean? I'm there in fuck it mode. They can get pissed off at me all they want. I'm fuck it.
Yeah, you got senioritis.
Suck my dick. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
so today, you know, oh, I'm working Christmas Eve, by the way. You know?
Oh, that's why are you doing this? Why do you keep making your life a living hell?
Why do you, you're like,
I'm making good money, but I have to work Christmas Eve. Why? Why
I'm
are you
making? Yeah, because I can.
It's because you just want. It's because you want a motorcycle.
You need the money.
You keep acting like you're like all these things are happening because of any reasonable reason. Like because there's anything reasonable out there that you need. No, you just want a motorcycle.
I want a motorcycle.
So you keep talking about like you're like, dude, I'm fucking sucking dick for
you've
money.
You've never.
I'm fucking pawning all my items. I just really need this fucking motorcycle,
Devin,
dude. I'm fucking stressed right
so
now.
So fun.
Sure,
they're
I guess.
So fun, dude. Like I want this fun thing. It's so fun to be on.
But you talk about your life like it's going bad just generally.
I need the fucking bike.
You talk about it like it's going bad, like you're in need of something.
Devin has
serious.
Devin, you have no higher wants. Your general want is to be Devin Costa with more money.
You're all stressed out because you can't get a motorcycle. Yeah.
Devin has no goals. Devin, you don't understand.
That's not a goal, John. It's a materialistic, ridiculous thing.
No, I want the thing that
you're
makes
paying
me go
a guy,
fast.
You're paying a fucking, a Nigerian scam artist $9,000. Well, you're not, but now you're in hot water with your pal who's now fronting the money. The place rains rats. It's
I'm
haunted.
Just associating right now.
There's a wall that's open, and you're all stressed out. You want to quit. You're quitting your job, and you keep. You're gonna work Christmas Eve. All because you really want a motorcycle.
This is why John's able to work so hard, this dissociation. It's this right
it
here.
It is.
Yeah. It's incredible.
You're a bum.
It's the lack of listening
you're
to reason.
You're a bum who lives in your mom's house.
I'm working.
I work. Every day. I work
more
than
you. And I don't complain about it like you. I don't wear like a badge of honor, you fucking work.
I don't work.
You
don't
working
complain about
Joe
it.
Faggot. Nobody cares you work.
No, I
if you can't,
no,
if you don't
no.
have
this
to
is,
work,
is,
you're a
is,
winner.
This is why I want the motorcycle, because my ex banned me from having one. That's why I want it. Number one. Number two, my dad said it's the closest you'll ever be to flying. And I went on one, and I went 35 miles an hour in a elementary school parking lot, and it was fun as fuck. And number three.
It's the closest
number
you'll
three,
get
number
to
three,
flying.
Number three, number three, number three, number three. My cousin, who's been riding bikes for like years, is like, it's the only time you'll ever be completely present usually throughout your day, because you have to be completely present while on the motorcycle in order to be safe. Mm-hmm. So it's really like, you know, when you get in your car and you just kind of like clock out and then you're at your destination. He's like, that doesn't happen. You have to be completely present 100% of the time. It's almost like meditative.
That's what people say. Seems about nice. Speaking tongues too. Like you'll be really into the moment. Yeah.
Like that. Oh.
So it's like religious.
Interesting. Possibly. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a higher goal. I'm a fucking, I want a goal. Give me the motorcycle.
Yeah, but
right.
you're killing yourself.
You'll get the motorcycle.
This is two more
you
weeks.
You don't need
and
to work Christmas Eve like you're fucking.
I didn't have a choice.
What is this, $1 million?
I didn't have a choice.
I didn't have a choice.
Aren't you quitting
you're
the
quitting.
Job?
Don't work it.
Yeah, but I want the money.
It's not that much money. It's Christmas Eve, psycho. Enjoy your night. It's Christmas Eve. Watch fucking Home Alone and drink and hang out with people or whatever. Like, why are you working for
money.
A company you're about to leave?
I want the money.
You'll get
Devin
the motorcycle
understand.
A day later.
Devin,
what's breaking
idiot.
Our?
You
what's
moron.
Breaking my
Devin,
brain is
you
is,
absolute imbecile. Okay,
what do you make see. That night?
Okay, let's see. All right, so if I quit right now.
When people say they have to work something, it's because they got to pay rent. They have to pay a utility.
I have to do the same thing. I got to pay my buddy back fucking $2,300.
While also saving
that
up for a motorcycle.
That night is not going to make or break it. If you cut out the motorcycle, you can pay everyone back, you psycho.
Okay, so if I quit now and just walk out, I'm missing out on $1,800 over
for
the next
one
two
night?
Weeks. No, over the next 2 weeks.
We're only
we're
talking
saying
about
Christmas Eve.
Devin, you don't understand. If I no call, no show on Christmas Eve and quit on Christmas Eve, that means I get three more days where I don't get money, and that because they're going to fire me then and there, and then I miss out on like $400.
But don't you have another job, too?
I do, but the
thing
is-
Yeah, you have another
is,
job.
You guys don't-
There's
you,
no
you
gap
You guys have been
your,
out of work. You guys have been bums for so fucking long, you can't
no
comprehend
gap
this.
There's no gap in your resume.
God damn it.
We're not out of work, by the way. We just found a much better job than you, and we can't mention it.
What's your, oh, you can't mention it?
Yeah.
Can I?
You don't know anything about it.
I know everything about your job, cocksucker. I follow.
Well,
you.
We all we know can, about yours. Say, your multiple ones.
Well,
that
we work in the weed biz. We can say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we do that.
We can't
but,
say anything else about
but,
it.
But
what
do we
this
work.
Top secret?
We work.
No, because they can get robbed. People rob weed places.
No.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, they'll follow you and rob you all the time.
Anyway, that's not the point. We work.
How many days?
Whenever we want.
7 days a week if we want.
We make our own schedules.
We could have motorcycles in a couple weeks if we wanted to.
We're living the life.
How much they pay you?
Imagine the movie Big
Dick. How much they pay you?
We can't get you a job.
No. I'm not trying to get a job,
get you a job
just, I'm honestly curious. How much are you getting paid?
You get paid about $35 an hour.
Really? $35 an hour? What is it, $17 an hour?
$20.
That's not bad. That's good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Under the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's above board. I'm sorry. I pay taxes.
We're getting it's like a job, but
you get a W-2.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But we're working.
Yeah.
Not Christmas Eve, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. When'd you get this job?
Fucking whenever we want.
No, when did you get it?
We got it immediately after we hit some hard times.
Yeah.
Unemployment ended.
Next day, boom, Richie and I both, and Charlie right here.
You also
got jobs.
You also chose not to get unemployment.
I thought it ended and I couldn't get any more.
No, you didn't think that. You wanted to go back to work. You wanted a big black bouncer to do coke with you. And you wanted
experiences.
You wanted experiences.
I feel like I'm getting shit.
You could have got unemployment.
I feel like
you're
I'm
now pretending like you were the only person that couldn't get it in America.
I thought I couldn't get it anymore.
You fucking bums. You've been out of work for so long. What do you mean, like the rest of the country?
I hate both of you. You're both fucking
right.
losers.
That's right. Melt into your chair.
Bunch of dope heads. Anyways.
Dope heads.
I wanted to fucking... a couple of fucking dope Beavis and Butthead over here.
Fucking Beavis and Butthead over here.
That's me. I hate you. You cocksuckers. I hate you so much. The reason I don't quit, Devin, is because it's not. I just
John, you have a gap in you. There's no gap in
Devin,
your resume.
I got a job. Devin,
they're not gonna like not. They're not gonna call. They're not gonna call
God,
that job.
God, you're annoying. God, you're annoying. You Italian loudmouth. Zip it. I got coworkers that are dependent. They need to find someone to replace me, or I fuck somebody. I'm being a nice guy. It's more than just managers. I don't like.
I know. I just think sometimes in life, it's a good thing to just fuck over your coworkers and not show up.
I bet you do.
Especially when you hate it and you're losing your mind. And
I bet you do. But this is I want the extra money. That's why I don't quit. And also, I'm doing nothing Christmas Eve. So fuck it.
Why?
Because I want to, I don't get, I...
It's Christmas Eve.
God, why am I justifying my moves to you?
What are you, fucking...
I'm going to kill you.
You know, it just all comes back to the motorcycle.
And all it comes back...
You're trying to sound honorable.
Yeah, you keep trying to make up reasons that are
over in 2 seconds.
I need way more. Look at this shit. I need new boots. I need new boots.
Look
at that shit. It's coming apart, pal. I need a boot.
I've seen you in other shoes. You have another pair.
No, I need black work shoes to continue working. Like, I need boots. I need black boots. Non-slip boots.
How much are they? Maybe we can help you out here.
You help me out here?
Yeah. Because I know that boot money will take away from your motorcycle fund.
Nice ones. I'm gonna get two pairs. I'll probably drop like $300 on boots.
Jesus.
Like non-slip,
that's a lot of money. Get some Jordans. Yeah. What are you fucking $300 on boots?
Non-slip restaurant shoes. You can get them for like $40.
I have non-slip restaurant shoes.
Yeah, can't you get those shoes from the VA? Aren't they free?
I want boots.
They're Velcro. Don't retards wear those shoes?
I want specific.
Isn't
things.
Isn't that what the caretakers of mentally challenged people put them in?
I want specific things that you can't comprehend. Because you're retarded.
What things you can't comprehend.
Yeah, just shut up. You're just all this boils down to is Devin.
No, shut up. Hold on. Jesus, my computer's right here, you psycho.
Good. All this boils down to
John's like bleeding out of his eye.
Devin's angry. Devin's just angry. I can't hang out with him as often as I could have.
That's not true.
That's what it is.
You hang out with me plenty.
I hang out with you a couple times a week.
Even if you work 80 hours.
You keep trying to turn this.
No, that's what Devin's angry. He's like, why can't you hang out on Christmas Eve? That's what it is.
I'm not trying to hang out with you Christmas Eve. I'm doing something.
What are you doing? You're working on your weed farm, big guy?
I have a big plan. I always have plans
on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, I go to Philippe's.
And you suck off.
And then we go to Olvera Street.
Really?
And I have a wonderful night because I know how to live life.
With who?
With my girlfriend.
You and your girl, they do this every year?
I've done it with my family and then I segued into my girlfriend.
I want to go to Philippe's and then go to
Philippe's. But you're working too bad, pal.
Shit.
Huh?
That sounds so magical.
Doesn't it? Yeah. People do good things on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Yes. And then I also listen to the MF Doom Christmas soundtrack, which is wonderful.
What's that?
It's great.
Oh, God. You're going to look it up.
It's a wonderful song. You never heard this?
Now you're doomed.
I ride down to Philippe's
blasting this.
This is the most LA thing on planet Earth.
Smoking a blunt? Huh? Drinking my Henny?
No one knows who NFT is.
But John Amazing. Will be, you know, getting called Mari Cohn by the back of the house.
And, no, they don't do that. They call me Papa.
I'm just saying, you're putting yourself through hell for a materialistic weird thing. It's not a weird thing.
It's something I want that you can't comprehend.
But you can't then complain about it. Then you're just being a martyr. No.
Yeah, you come in, you just said, I'm the most stressed I've ever
you come
been.
In, you go, dude, I'm fucking losing my mind.
Listen,
I can't sleep anywhere.
I'm fired up because I found out my fucking house is haunted. That's why I was fired up. And then you guys bring it out of me. You guys come in here and like, tell me about your boss. Tell me about the boss you hate.
Said I'm working.
I didn't want to talk about it.
You came in.
And then you came in.
Dude, 2 nights ago, you were losing your mind. You were hitting every woman around us.
When?
At the bar.
You probably don't forget it. You don't remember because you were, I guess, blackout. We showed up and you were just going off on everybody.
At the bar.
You were screaming at that Korean gay bar we were at.
Yeah,
for whatever reason you chose a gay bar.
Korean
I don't really
gay
know
bar
why,
with pride sign right
there were pride
us.
Signs. You kept screaming at the fag.
No, because you wouldn't shut up. And I went, fag.
We weren't saying almost anything.
Devin, you are a pot calling kettle black real quick. Okay, Devin has had, you've had a way more horrific situation at a bar, I can recall.
Yeah, I've talked
Devin's
about
awful
it.
At bars, but that besides
I talked
the
about
point.
It. Yeah. I got banned.
I'm fine.
You keep acting like we don't listen to you. We listen to you.
I know. I'm sorry. Let me vent. Let me live.
So, John,
it's gonna end soon. I move leaving this job. Just give me 2 weeks and shut up. It'll end soon. I've got a place now. I sleep. I could get a full night's sleep. It'll be fine. I'll be fine with a full night's sleep.
Have you really not slept like 8 hours in like months?
I sleep maybe 6 to 7 hours. I think there is one day. There's been one day in the past 2 months where I've gotten over 8 hours sleep.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for you dope heads with no jobs to comprehend. But
wait, we don't smoke weed. I don't smoke weed.
You don't smoke weed anymore?
Rarely.
Really?
I smoke to go to bed sometimes or whatever.
What happened?
I just don't care. I'm just saying, who needs to keep losing their mind?
You got
to
grow out of it.
Getting older.
That's
I don't,
cool, though.
I don't need
it's a
to
young
keep,
man's
I don't need
game.
To keep panicking Ugh. About normal things.
You're panicking?
I just, all anytime you smoke weed, I don't need to keep overanalyzing things that I'm comfortable about.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which it just kind of keeps doing after a while. Mm. You know?
So, what are we?
Yeah,
we
don't.
What are we fucking hate? Watching?
John goes right.
What are we hate watching? Well, apparently,
oh, Joey and I have an idea.
What's that
for a Patreon episode? I'm running it past you right
okay.
now, live.
Here's an idea.
Cut this out, by the way.
Yeah,
don't cut this out.
What's the
don't
idea? Is the idea to show up for the podcast?
No. Me and Joey.
Joey's like, I got a real big idea here. What if I come?
No, the idea is me and Joey, Patreon only episodes. We remember when we were living in, you weren't there. You were in Michigan. Damn.
Right.
When we were in Santa Monica together, I was sleeping in your bed. Joey told me, I jerked off on your bed like 3 times.
That's fine. I threw that bed away.
That's cool. But when I jerked off onto it, Joey, the next day.
You act like you stood over it and came
yeah,
on
I
it.
I was like, yeah. I was like, Richie's messy.
You wrote your
shit.
Name on his
yeah.
pillow.
John's also thinking like, Richie
imagine
never jerked off in here.
Imagine if you were capable of writing your name in cum.
You can keep coming to the point.
In cursive.
You're like, J-O-H. Big fat splooshes. Anyways, Joey told me you had a camera in your room. He's like, you know, Richie's got a camera in his room. I was like, what, dude? And he's like, hey, monitors it a lot. And I was like, Richie's going to see
monitors
me
it.
Anyways, no, so me and Joey watch an episode of Magnum PI, and we call it Love Watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay, let's watch the interview.
Devin doesn't understand fun, dude. Just have fun.
I
be
don't
positive.
Get. I don't understand the.
Me and Joey,
just start.
You know how funny.
So you want to start a spinoff pod?
You know, Devin doesn't
Love
like.
Watch.
Devin doesn't. No, we're not a spinoff pod. This is gonna be an episode of the pod. But Devin doesn't.
Sorry.
What?
No, dude. It's just gonna be a fucking episode.
Devin doesn't get. Bad. Devin doesn't get things like Magnum PI though.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's but okay. He might shit on it.
That'd be fun. We could watch it. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Just watch. We'll watch it. Magnum PI. Did you hear? Okay, anyway, did you hear that about any of this? Charlamagne interviewed Kamala Harris.
No,
and
recently,
and at one point,
I forgot
she got
she
really.
Existed.
I know she doesn't talk or do anything. At one point, she got really aggressive with him and her
her PR person or whatever, her handler tried cutting off a question by Charlamagne, and he goes, "You can hear me. Like, you can hear me." And she goes, "You're right, Charlamagne. I can't hear you." And then, like, got really aggressive with him. And I haven't watched the whole thing, but
she's kind of hot.
Yeah. Everyone's talking about the end. That's what Devin's talking about, where she goes into this weird rant about how Joe Biden is the real president. Joe Biden is the president. Mm-hmm. We're about to hear it, but I'm also just stalling.
I've never seen any. Honestly, she might be the best politician I've ever seen at saying nothing, like absolutely nothing, saying just a bunch of things that add up to
nothing.
Actually,
no, she's like one of the worst. They all do that.
I mean,
that's like being a politician.
She just fills time in such an astounding way of saying and doing nothing. Charlamagne just keeps getting. He just looks young
fantastic.
All the time. Yeah.
But the girls keep staying the same age.
For God's honest conversation, the Vice President
full
of the United
shit,
States
Debbie.
Of America.
So,
Kamala Harris.
Just so you know, the part you're talking about is at the end.
I know. But let's see.
Oh, it's over video? Because she's
hot.
The
first question is a question that after the pandemic,
she looks like she bleaches herself.
I expect the real answer,
yeah, she does.
Okay? You ready?
Okay.
How are you?
Oh, thank you.
Charlamagne, I'm a black woman, okay? I am black. I wear Converse, and I am black. That's everything I've ever heard her say is to any question. She goes, I'm black.
And I know you really mean it. I am well. I am blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
A lot of good that we can and have done, and I feel energized about continuing to get the work done.
I can't stop thinking about writing
my
name and come.
What?
I can't stop thinking about writing my name.
It's just you keep coming.
like this.
It's just you pee come.
Sorry. Okay.
Anyway, back to the vice president.
Let's talk about some of that work because, you know, it's people like me. That were motivated to
Damn,
vote
he's got
for
a
you,
gaming chair.
And we feel as if you've disappeared. If not disappeared, been silenced. Is that the case?
Not at all. I mean, even this week, there were two things that I'm actually more than that I'm extremely proud of that has been the product of months and months of work. One, something you and I have discussed before, the issue of maternal health.
Mm-hmm. So I was just going to say the two things she's going to bring up, I don't give a fuck about.
Do you know
what is that?
What is she? You know what she's gonna bring?
No,
up?
I don't. No,
oh,
I don't
just
know what she's
gonna
bring up. It's just two things she's really proud of. Nobody gives a
fuck. Nobody cares.
Nobody knows
she's done
it.
Them.
Yeah. Rewind it. What did she say again? It was like
I think she's.
I've been working really hard.
She didn't. She never gets into specifics. She just said she's been working really hard on two things.
Months and months of work. One, something you and I have discussed before, the issue of maternal health. So I brought the issue of maternal health.
She goes like the issue of not being able to write your name in common someone's pillow. And you're like, well, I care about that a lot.
Talked about that black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die in connection with childbirth. Native women.
Why is that? I mean, what is it like? Is she making it like it's
because they're poorer?
Oh. Because they're giving birth at bad hospitals.
Yeah, poor people die. Native American people are really poor too. Like this is.
Yeah. Native American women make up most of the prison.
So they're at just
apparently.
Like shitty hospitals.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, female prison.
So they're at shitty hospitals giving birth.
Yeah,
there's also there was some study that came out that said that at most hospitals, nurses and doctors have this impression that black women and women of color can take more pain and they usually get
That's
less
wild.
Pain meds. And
Jesus Christ!
It's really weird.
Oh, you like my I have a friend who had a needle stuck in her arm. She was an addict and like. The doctor treated her like shit because she was like an addict. Doctors just are cocksuckers.
They have biases.
Yeah, they're just cocksuckers.
Yeah,
this is likely to die. Rural women 60% more likely, and we talked about
rural
it
women.
In
so
terms
white
of,
women.
Look, yeah. This is an issue that needs to be addressed.
I do feel like this is one of the bigger issues in the country
in the
at the moment.
Medical health profession
is women giving birth
address it in terms
and
of
the
fact
issues
that
afterwards
after a woman gives birth to another human being. It's not right.
It's an issue that just by saying that, like you immediately can get shit on. You can't say anything about it.
No, you're not allowed to.
You couldn't critique that at all. Like I'm sure it is an issue.
It is an issue. I'm just
saying that there are higher priorities.
Just saying, I think you know.
You look.
Why don't
you
make universal
healthcare?
I don't think it's second on the list.
Right.
Why don't they make universal healthcare a thing?
Right. Why would they? No. Why would they?
No. Let's bring it.
They already lied about canceling.
I brought it up in front of Congress. Is that hard?
Their whole administration lied about dismissing student loan debt.
Right.
Biden promised it in a town hall, and they've already said they're not doing it.
treatment, whether it be depression or just exams. So we're saying let's extend it for a year. Dealing with an issue that uniquely affects Black women, fibroids. You know, we don't talk about this stuff publicly, but Black women know.
No.
That it is a real issue in terms of their health and their life. So we're
my mom had fibroids.
Stage,
she
wasn't
Black.
This has been the product of work I've been doing for many years before I got to the White House.
Her name is Beverly.
Another issue. I just did an event yesterday about lead pipes.
My mom would walk around
lead
the house.
Pipes. Ah.
Lead pipes. What we know is that especially our children who are in public housing and public schools are more likely to be exposed to lead in paint and in pipes. And so we've put through our infrastructure bill a lot of resources into saying, let's clean up those pipes. Let's save the health of our children. And why?
Charlamagne's like, a lot of children been exposed to my pipe.
He's a pedophile.
He is.
He kind of is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, not like kids, but like he told some story where he like fucked like
he
a
did, he
16
date
year old or
so,
something.
Yeah, when he was like Jesus, in his fuck. Late 20s or early 30s.
Yeah. He also did admit on a podcast to like slipping a roofie.
Yeah, talking about Spanish Fly with Andrew Schultz.
What's up with Spanish flies, dude?
Well, it was around the Bill Cosby time. Bill Cosby was talking about Spanish Fly, and then Charlamagne tried to be like, "Yeah, who hasn't done that?" And Andrew Schultz was like, "Are you admitting to rape?"
Yeah.
It was a really odd moment.
It was two great people
interesting moment.
Having a dialogue.
Charlamagne is literally interviewing the vice president when there's compilations of him interviewing rappers being like, "You like to suck farts?"
He's like, that's an actual quote.
He literally asks people all the time if they enjoy sucking farts. He loves buttholes and farts. He's like Mozart.
Chuck Berry liked getting farted on.
Yeah, I know. There's that porno.
You should watch a video tonight, please.
We'll watch it. We'll finish the pod with Chuck Berry's farting porno.
We're watching the Chuck Berry sex.
After the vice president.
Okay. John comes in clutch.
Now you're coming in hot.
Forget that Magnum PI shit. Chuck Berry getting shit on. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, God, that's such a good sex tape.
Because I've met mothers and fathers all over the country, from Michigan to Ohio, all over the country, who talk about the fact that when they turn on that tap.
Michigan and Ohio are right next to each other.
Have you ever gone anywhere?
All over the country. From California to Arizona.
I've been all over the country, from the Midwest. From Manhattan to Connecticut.
She's like, from Queens to Brooklyn to Staten Island.
Filling it with poison. And so we're dealing with that because you know why? For our children. Half of children under the age of
children,
six, Charlamagne,
black
in
mothers,
America,
children,
are exposed
black mothers.
Or are at threat of being exposed to lead. That can stunt their growth. It could have permanent
damage in
terms of their mental capacity to be educated and literally create brain damage in some cases.
You give me brain damage,
you
bitch.
Well, I've been working for a long time on saying...
You give that's what he says.
I'm scrolling through Bumble.
How many of our small businesses could not survive the pandemic because they did not have the kind of financial support they need? So I just
It's called having customers.
That is about the $12 billion I got from the Senate, and extending that
you got
money
it from
to
me,
invest in minority-owned businesses. Knowing that we have great entrepreneurs in our community who just need access to capital and need to stop being told that they're unbankable when in fact they are brilliant and are doing great things in the community. So these are some of the things I could go on. I mean, one of the other issues that I care deeply about is what we have got to do in terms of a public transit. I've been working on the infrastructure law that we now have. You know, Black folks as commuters and workers are four
black,
times
the whole,
more
is it
likely.
Just because it's Charlamagne show that she's like feeling the need to only mention black people's
maybe.
Problems?
Yeah.
I mean, I
well, she's a politician.
To go to work on the bus or on the train on public transit, and we need to improve that. Again, I've been talking with folks around the country. I know personally from having, you know, been a bus rider that what you see
is when's the last time you rode the bus,
underserved communities.
I'm sure you've had a train.
She was at the front of the fucking prison bus.
No, she just was making false allegations. She's at
she's like, I've had a bus ride. It's just she's at the front of the prison bus with a shotgun.
She's like, we've all ridden the bus. You know, when you take all those people from Oakland to prison.
Yeah. When you're Vallejo.
To work because there aren't adequate bus lines coming into their community. I know that when you are 5 minutes or even 2 minutes late to catch the bus, in certain communities, you might
or 1 minute for one. Sometimes 1 minute and 47 seconds away.
Point is if you miss the bus, it doesn't matter how late you are.
Or maybe even losing your job. So these are big issues. They take a lot of time.
The community.
In the community.
For folks.
For these folks.
Giving a speech, but it's about actually getting the job done.
Absolutely.
From Detroit to Lansing.
You know, he looks like one of the Egyptians from fucking Stargate.
He does look like he looks like an Egyptian. He looks like an Egyptian cat.
Recent memory, but there's nothing you've done.
My name is
on
Anubis.
Your worst day as VP that compares to, you know, Mike Pence's worst day as VP. But you seem to get crucified for every little thing in the media. Why do you think that is?
Well, I appreciate you asking the question, but let me just tell you something. My focus is going to, I can't tell you how many places, from Chicago to Charlotte to Detroit, where fathers and mothers bring their
Chicago
little girls.
Chicago to Charlotte's
little boys
kind of far. Detroit,
and
Chicago.
And
that's
say,
why don't you go from Chicago to Detroit?
To meet Kamala Harris, and then the parent shows me on their phone a picture of their child watching the TV when I was sworn in.
Oh, God, she's going to pretend to cry.
That's what I focus on in terms of my motivation and my inspiration and verification of the importance of being here and getting this work done. And
I'm motivated every day.
Go to the part where they yell at each other.
All right.
Fuck this shit. I don't give a fuck about this space alien.
What is in that is classified information.
She does say something really weird in the middle.
Whoa, rewind this. We're getting heated.
And think about this only through the lens of Democrats versus Democrats, when the fact is Republicans are consistently and unanimously standing in the way of progress.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Right. Mm. Yeah, that's it.
It is
the only
my
issue.
Recollection that not one
You're not all
voted
the same.
For the American Rescue Plan. It is my knowledge that we couldn't get them to even agree, not one, to debate on what we were trying, except maybe Lisa Murkowski at some different points, to debate what we need to do on voting. Couldn't get, because of Republican opposition, the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act to get up for a vote, something I helped write with Cory Booker.
Charlamagne looks so sick.
So let's put the emphasis where it really needs to be, which is how is it that today, in this year of our Lord, 2021 in America, that on some basic issues like upholding our democracy, we can't get bipartisan support and therefore can't get it through. You go back to Reagan and Bush. Mm-hmm. There were Republicans during those eras and even before who voted to extend the Voting Rights Act. And now we can't get anybody to stand up and say, this is about our democracy. Let me tell you something.
This is really weird.
I start every single day reading the presidential daily brief. It's called the PDB, often with the president in the Oval Office. What is in that is classified information about threats to our national security and hotspots around the world. I have had direct conversations with prime ministers and presidents and a king, some of whom I have had over to my home. And they are around the world saying, what's going on with you in the United States? What's going on with this voting situation? What's going on? Because right now we are debating whether democracies actually can survive or is autocracy better, which is basically one person.
There's a lot of weird implications.
Whoa, honey.
She implied that, like, what are we becoming an autocracy?
She's like, a lot of people come to me and they.
This is so
I'm having
scary.
Private dinner with kings and.
I've had a private dinner with kings.
What's going on? When are you going to be an autocracy?
And we're discussing the end of democracy.
And I tell them soon. Soon, Mr. King. At my home. We will soon
it's
be
like
an autocracy.
Burger King sitting there in white with a big fucking beard.
That is
God.
Creepy.
Yeah, look right? at her. Jesus Christ. Why are you saying this shit? Keep it playing.
Yeah. And it's on like the hip show on Comedy Central.
Volume's not on.
Good job, Dev.
And you can tell I'm a bit frustrated, more than that, actually.
You hate democracy.
People are making this into a partisan issue instead of stepping up to say, save our democracy. And that means stop messing with people's right to vote like they're doing in Georgia and Texas. And this is so much bigger.
I've never understood the voting.
And generational impact.
I don't know what they're talking about.
I don't get
voting issues.
And they need to be held to account, which is what you always do. We need to hold people to account. And that includes looking at the Republican Party.
I agree.
To say,
I,
where do you stand?
I agree Republicans are blocking progress. But when I think about it, it's like we went out, black people, we voted, got Democrats in the White House, got Democrats the Senate. But it seems like a Democrat, Joe Manchin, is always blocking progress. Like, if there's no hope in making Joe change, like, why not say that so at least we know who the problem is? Because I feel like you get villainized the way I feel Senator Joe Manchin should. Me personally. In the media, you get villainized for silly things like earbuds when he's actually stopping progress. Why not just tell people that so we know who the problem is? They're pointing the fingers at the wrong people.
Because
he's trying to use Breakfast Club tactics on the vice president.
Literally, the problem is we have right now in America a party. I'm not talking about all Republicans, but the Republican Party that is drawing a line and basically standing in the way of what is in the best interest of all the people. On the issue of voting, for example, and I can't talk about this enough. On the issue of voting, this is about everybody's right to vote. We're not telling people who to vote for. And there's in places like Montana, passing legislation to make it difficult for students to vote, Native Americans to vote, black people to vote, Latinos to vote. It's happening
everywhere
all
you
over.
Go. What is the issue with voting?
The thing is what she can't comprehend is that like these people, like liberal Democrats, have gone so far into sucking the oligarchy dick. That, like, you're getting, like, psychotic, like, what would have been, like, a centrist Republican, which, by the way, Republicans are, like, essentially, like, a satanic death cult. Let's put that out there right now. But what the thing is, you're getting, like, I'm not saying modern Republicans aren't a satanic death cult, but what they became a satanic death cult because they kept having to draw lines in the sand.
Right.
And it's at the point now where they're like, no, we're not only going to draw lines in the sand, we're going on the offense now. Yeah. And it's this, like, you're not getting, like, Reaganites in the office anymore. You're getting, like, fucking, like, Dan Crenshaw's, like, ex-Navy SEALs one right, eyes right. being like, just yeah. don't. I just saw him tweet today. They did this, like, fucking. He was just telling people to not comply to laws.
There was a report. Yeah,
he's like, yeah. do not comply to this law.
There was a report that came out where three military commanders said we should be worried about, like, a coup breaking out within the military.
Yeah.
And there could be
the thing
a
is,
civil
is,
war within the mil- like
what they don't, what they can't, call, what the people don't understand about the military is that, like, I would say in broad strokes, a lot of the command structure of the military are liberals. And this is just from what I've learned from people who are in the military and who have been around those people. But when it comes to infantry, when it comes to like the Marines and like guys who have guns and shit, they're all hardcore conservatives.
Yeah, progress stops there.
Like, yes.
No, a friend of ours, brother, said when he was in the military, like, he had told one infantry group that he was Jewish, and then some other guy was like, don't tell anybody.
Don't
that.
Say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't fucking say that.
Yeah.
And like black dudes were just like called the N-word openly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a progress stops in the military.
God.
Yeah.
Keep it playing. Let's see what this psycho.
And any American who takes the oath to uphold the Constitution should agree. Run on your merits. Don't try to win because you manipulated God. The system to make it difficult for certain
Say
people.
Say something.
Vote. That's what's at stake right
Big
now.
Big words from someone who stole the election.
And yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Big of you to talk about voting rights. You stole the damn election.
Winning on merit.
Stop the steal.
We really, like, if we're going to say what.
The Dominion voting machines in Phoenix were faulty. You bitch. Not my president.
Blame. And then who is doing that? I mean, let's not forget what happened on January 6th.
Oh, that's, God, they love that so
yeah,
much.
I love that shit.
Mob.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
really...
You're going to get a bigger and better
yeah.
one
wait,
pretty
the
soon
next
if
one.
You keep
Ooh.
Fucking acting up.
Wait, go back for a second. Just... She's like, it's a coup.
That attempted a coup.
Coup.
that with force and violence took over our nation's capital to prevent the declaration of an election where the people have voted.
That's pissed them off so much.
These are the things that are happening, and I just want to urge
us. Did you get
to
over January 6th?
Yeah, really, shut up.
You guys are lucky nobody got killed.
And who?
Yeah, they did kill
them. Yeah, a cop got
killed. No, I mean them.
Oh,
they're lucky none of them got fucking two to the head.
So we can hold them properly responsible for what they're doing to harm all of us.
I agree. You talked about a lot of the things that, you know, y'all have done with the administration, but, you know, it's a few things still left on the table.
Oh, there we go. Hold on. It's about to play an ad.
Our last question.
So they're lying. Her handler's getting involved.
Yeah. It's about to get to the juicy part.
Here we go, John.
This is what everybody's talking about.
What happened to that student loan money? What happened to the $10,000 promised to the students for student loan debt?
It was a coup.
So I know you had Secretary Cardona on recently, and I'll tell you, he is working to increase relief for students. And I get it. I get the issue that you're talking about. I had student loans. I mean, look, it's right now we have so many people, tens of millions of people in the United States who are dealing with student loan debt and responsibilities, and it's standing in the way of them being able to start a family or buy a home. And it's real, and we need to deal with it. You know, I remember, I'm going to date myself, but, you know, I had that little coupon.
Is she like
coupon?
Coupon.
I know, she breaks.
She like doing a hip hop.
She code switches.
She's like, she's like, I had my little coupon.
Put in
for the government cheese.
And that's real. That is real.
Yo, that shit real.
She goes, and that's the God's honest truth.
And that's what's real, Charlemagne.
She's like, that's what's up.
She gets all mad. She gets all thuggish.
Yo, who are you talking to?
You know, we need you to be the superhero that saves democracy. Somebody has to push back on Joe Manchin. That guy is stopping progress.
He's obsessed with Joe Manchin.
Are you willing to be that superhero? Because what scares me is if voting rights don't pass, or the Build Back Better plan doesn't pass, or police reform doesn't pass, I doubt you're going to get black people to go out there and vote in 2022 and 2024, and, you know, Trump will be president again. What's the plan for all of that?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more on the seriousness of these issues and how people take these issues seriously. And so we're going to have to keep fighting. On voting rights, we need to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. We need to pass the Freedom to Vote Act and be relentless about pushing for that, which is what we have been doing and what I certainly am going to keep
boring.
Doing.
Boring. Hurry up.
Keep pushing for what we got to do.
Get to where you embarrass
really
yourself.
Reform the system that we know needs to be reformed with the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. But, you know, again, Republicans stood in the way to get that done. So what did we do? Well, through the Department of Justice, we banned chokeholds and carotid holes. We said that law enforcement at the federal level, where we had the power to do it without Congress, that they have to wear body cameras when they're serving warrants. We put in place investigations of police departments that are active investigations right now. We are supporting consent decrees. So we are doing those things in the face of Republican opposition, but we cannot give up. None of us can. And the reality is, because the issues are too serious and they impact everybody every day, and I agree with you, they're very serious.
Who's the superhero that's going to speak against Joe Manchin?
Superhero thing?
Joe Manchin, Lex Luthor?
Yeah, what are they talking about?
He's like, who's the guy who's going to build the robot bodysuit that's going to fly into Joe Manchin's
like,
office?
Charlamagne's like, but why is Batman not in Congress?
He's like, yo, you got the Joker, right? And then you got Batman. That's like you and Joe Manchin.
He's like, for instance, Vice President Harris, I just saw Spider-Man No Way Home. And
I want to know who's the real president of this country.
Oh, here's her handler yelling at her.
I'm sorry. I interrupted. I don't think the Vice President Harris. It's Simone. I'm so sorry, Charlamagne. We have to wrap.
She can hear me.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me, Madam Vice President?
Okay, so I'm sorry. You got a wrap. Oh. So I'm sorry to interrupt.
They're acting like they can't hear me.
I can hear you.
Oh, so who's the real president of this country? Is it Joe Manchin or Joe Biden?
Joe
Madam Vice President.
Come on, Charlemagne.
I really.
Come on. It's Joe Biden.
I can't tell sometimes.
No. It's Joe Biden. And don't start talking like a Republican about asking whether or not he's president.
Do you think Joe Manchin is a problem?
And it's Joe Biden. And I'm Vice President. And my name is Kamala Harris.
I like how it's like, I'm gonna own this person. And you just say what you are.
Yeah.
You're like, somebody's asking you a tough question. You go, listen. No, don't you come at me with that. I have 2 feet. My legs are upright. I have arms, 5 fingers. Don't you come at me with that foolishness.
What if he just wanted her to say, you the president, baby?
Do you think Joe Manchin is a problem?
And it's Joe Biden. I'm Vice President. My name is Kamala Harris. Oh. And the reality is, because we are in office, we do the things like the child tax credit, which is going to reduce black child poverty by 50%, on track to do that. We do things that are about saying that our Department of Justice is going to do these investigations and require that we end chokeholds and have body cameras. It is the work of saying we're going to get lead out of pipes and paint because our babies are suffering because of that. It is the work of saying people who ride public transit deserve the same kind of dignity that everybody else does. So let's improve that system. It is the work of saying that we have
we're going to get mercury out of thermometers.
Diabetes should not be dying because they don't have enough money in their pocket. It's about saying black maternal mortality is a real issue that must be treated by everybody, including the White House, as a serious issue. I hear the frustration, but let's not deny the impact that we've had and agree also that there is a whole lot more work to be done. And it is not easy to do, but we will not give up, and I will not give up.
I just want you to know that Madam Vice President, that Kamala Harris, that's the one I like. That's the one that was putting the pressure on people and sending.
That's the
Harris.
One I'll be jerking
that's
off to late at night.
That's the one I'm going to give a Spanish fly to later.
Thank you for joining us, Madam Vice President.
Turn on the Chuck Berry sex tape. Let's get this. Yeah, let's get this fucking ball rolling.
That's the one I like.
I need some chlorine for my eyes.
I mean, the one I really like is the 17.
You're not
going to
find Chuck Berry sex tape on fucking YouTube, idiot. Watch it on. Go DuckDuckGo again. We got to go DuckDuckGo. We got to watch the unedited, uncensored version. Go to DuckDuckGo. What are you doing? What are you doing?
You can't watch porn on YouTube?
No, you imbecile. It's really hardcore. Have you not seen it?
Yeah, he keeps farting in a hooker's face, right?
He pisses on her.
Oh, my God.
But he says the best stuff.
He's like, what are we going to do about Joe Manchin, bitch?
All right, let's see.
He's more than a rock icon. He was also...
No,
at least Yoko has.
It's not, you're not going to find it on YouTube, Devin Costa. It's a vulgar, full nudity, cock hard sex tape. Look at him. No, this is an article. God, you suck ass using the internet. Give me this shit.
No. Hold on. Not say I got it. I got it.
You just smell. Don't come over across. You worked hard. You're a hard worker. No, when you stay in your pod, it's fine.
Go on to X videos or some shit. YouPorn. X videos is more random. X videos. There we go.
We could just pass the computer. But Devin will never relinquish that control.
Nicki Minaj.
Now we're just looking at porn.
Go back.
Oh, that wasn't it.
I guess.
Why is it not? It's hard to find
it's
now.
It's hard to find. Oh, my God.
We used to watch E-Fuck. It every
Eve,
morning.
F-K-U-T. I remember I saw it there a long time ago. Here we go.
Chuck Berry farting on hookers.
Here we go. Here it is.
He added music to it.
Are you bathing?
Yes.
Yeah,
you clean.
So there's a hooker in the hot tub.
Yes, I do.
He walks over.
Wait.
I'll give you something to bathe for.
He's gonna pee on him.
You know that?
I'm gonna give you something to bathe for. See this here?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what you bathe in.
Yes.
Kiss it. You my girl?
Yes.
You love me?
Yes.
Very much.
Very much.
Mm-hmm. I bet you do.
He just pees in her face. Oh my
God. Put your hands down on your thighs.
Oh, she's trying to block her face with her hands. He goes, put your hands down.
Take it open your mouth.
Oh, this was not a part of the deal.
I wonder if her ad says no AAs after this.
She's drinking it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Keep watching.
I love you.
Alright, drink my piss.
I wonder how much he gave her.
Dry yourself up.
He's like, clean yourself up. You bleeding.
Jim down.
You drank my piss.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Of course you're mad at me.
Wait.
You're mad at me. You did that piss in your
eye. Yes.
He's cleaning the piss off.
He's cleaning it off. This is actually very romantic now. What does he fart?
Wait. Just keep...
I didn't come for piss. I came for farts.
That's the best part of it. He tells a hooker, give him a kiss. And then when she tries, he goes, I can't kiss you. Your face smells like this.
Oh, my God.
Believe it. I can't kiss you. Your face smells like piss. Clean yourself. Take a shower.
That's an expensive hooker.
Yeah, she's a pretty hot hooker.
Oh, here he goes. Here he's gonna do it.
Give my ass a kiss.
Oh my God. What a savage. Holy shit.
Her face. Oh my God.
She jumped back.
So they're 69ing.
She's giving him like a blowjob on his back.
In a 69 form.
No, she
the
was
69,
down.
He'd be eating her out while she's sucking.
Well, whatever. Her ass was in his face.
No,
his ass.
Was in her.
Do you know?
Do you not know what the?
No.
Are you?
What are you guys talking about? She was sucking his dick. He was laying back.
Right. A 69.
And he was just
and then
out.
He goes, "Go, give my ass a kiss." So she just went under the balls to try to kiss his ass, and then he farts in her fucking face.
Yeah.
That was a 69.
No, Devin, a 69 is when he's eating her out while she's sucking him off. Run it
just because he wasn't eating her out, they were in the 69 formation.
No, they weren't.
Devin.
What are you guys talking about?
Is Devin retarded?
The same video? Her face is clearly in front.
Her face is in front, dude.
What do you mean?
She's not 69ing him.
They're not 69.
Look at what 69 is on Google right now, Devin Costa.
That will be
I love how Devin has to type Google into the search bar every time.
Spelled out entirely.
Not to cut 69 positions.
Did you just cum coming out of his mouth? What the hell is that?
It's milk.
Oh, milk. Yeah.
That's a 69, Devin.
Yeah, she was sucking his dick like that.
She was on the other side.
She was just on his hip? I thought she was sitting on top of him.
Watch the video, Devin. Go back to the video, you absolute retard.
I really, you don't have to be eating her out.
Devin, give my ass a little kiss.
I never eat them out.
They weren't in the 69 position.
You have
position.
To eat someone out to be in a 69 position.
But she was literally looked like this in the video. She was just sitting like that.
Wasn't. No, she wasn't.
Were you paying attention?
Where was she? Sitting next to his hip?
You can get a blowjob from the other end. She was on 180.
She looked like she was on top of him.
She wasn't.
Devin, she wasn't. You
go back.
I don't care.
I kind of want to get the...
I kind of want Devin... No, Devin's just going to... he's going to assert that he was correct. He's going to go to bed tonight.
Yeah, because we didn't rewatch it. We have to rewatch it.
He's going to be laying in bed with Ida going, you know, they said she wasn't in the 69 position, but... Okay, go to the end.
I want to watch the entire video when we're done.
That's not the 69 position, dude. She's at the bottom.
She looks like she's on top of him to me.
Her pussy would be on top of his face if they were in the 69 position.
That's the front of her body. Her pussy is in back of her.
What are you seeing?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you seeing, Devin?
What are you guys that way?
Oh, that's him.
Are me and Richie going to have to recreate this position in real life so you can...
I thought he was back there. I didn't even know what this was. I thought his legs...
So black.
I thought he's so black. His legs were
just... You just thought that was his pubes?
I just thought that was like some coat on the bed. I thought it was like a jacket.
His perm was just a coat on the bed.
I didn't realize that he was sitting there like that. I thought he had his head up against the back of the...
You know, there's been a bunch of... This is why body cameras are invented for fucking police officers. Because a million times, you know, I thought, guys, it was just a coat on the bed I shot.
Well, what are you going to do, Chuck? You know?
Oh, fuck. God damn. All right. Let's go back to real life for a second.
What else you got to say?
Nothing. What's going on with you guys?
Nothing much.
Nothing really.
God, that Chuck Berry sex tape's good. What a sick man. You know he was like fucking 15-year-old.
Oh, he had to have been.
Oh, no. He got arrested for it. He got arrested for transporting like 15-year-olds across state lines and shit. He was a psycho, dirty man.
Mm-hmm. Everyone got arrested for everyone was shit like that.
Everybody
back
got
in the
state line thing.
I know, yeah.
Didn't they get fucking James Brown for that, too?
Yeah.
They're...
Did James Brown pull out a fucking shotgun or like a banker
that
or
would
something?
Be awesome.
The James Brown biopic, people love it. It's like very commercially accepted, but the whole movie, it's just it's just going back and forth between James Brown like beating a woman.
No, it's literally him going like holding up like people hostage and telling the story.
Shit on. Who plays James Brown?
I don't know.
Oh, Chadwick Boseman. He's amazing.
Oh, really?
Oh,
he's incredible in it.
Yeah, he's great.
It's an amazing performance.
But the whole movie is literally him being like, bitch, whoosh!
Yeah.
And then he goes and like, I'm firing my whole band. And then they're like, and then James Brown made another number one hit and nothing, nothing you just saw mattered.
Did you ever see the video where James Brown was opening? So basically, James Brown was asked to open for the Rolling Stones. And James Brown was like, I don't open for fucking anybody.
I've heard this, yeah.
Look at the video. It is the most crazy.
Oh, he's a psycho.
Oh, my God. He fucking...
I heard a story about James Brown that he would...
The most... Wait, hold on.
James Brown versus the Rolling Stone. Oh, verse. That's in the
No,
movie.
Go to TAMI. James Brown TAMI show. I think that's it. 1964.
This?
No. Not that one. Just search TAMI. I know what video it is. He is like the most insane showman I've ever seen in my life. Wait, hold on. Out of sight. Please, please, please.
That's it?
Yeah, I think so.
Licorice.
Oh. Just get the pro account, buddy.
Licorice pizzas.
That movie sucked.
That movie's not good.
If I saw this live, I'd shit myself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where are the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, what does that have to do with your story?
And then he was like, they can't follow me.
Oh,
so he made
just,
it impossible for them to follow
him. He did like a long show?
No, he just made it impossible for the Rolling Stones to follow because he's James fucking Brown.
Right.
God, he's amazing.
Oh, he's fantastic. Look how he moves his body.
I heard a story about how he would tax his band if they were ever off.
That rocks.
And there's one time the drummer like missed the beat and he's like on stage dancing and everything. He looks at him and he just goes, $5.
Go back when I love how his band does this thing where they keep trying to escort him off stage because he's killing it too hard.
Oh.
They put his king coat on him. And then they try to lead him off stage. And then he goes, no, I got to go back. And they're like, it's over. Show's over, guys. He's too good at this.
They're trying to escort him off stage, but no.
he threw the coat off.
Oh, what a fucking
performer. And
he's
walking back to the mic.
No, Mr. Brown.
Literally, like, he's possessed.
Well, because they know if they actually, like, fit, he beat the living shit out of them.
Yeah.
No, this is all an act.
Well, I thought you were saying that he was running long on purpose.
No, no, no. He was making it so that it's impossible for the Rolling Stones to follow. He's just too good. Just too good. Okay. All right, the Rolling Stones can't beat this. Go up, go up, go up.
I feel like they might have figured it out. I don't want to...
Look at him drop to his knees.
Oh my just God.
And then they're like, no, 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 that's too
they
much.
They keep picking
You're
up.
You're too good, Mr. Brown. You're too good, Mr. Brown. You have to leave. They put the king coat on him again.
He put the coat back on and he walks away. This is amazing.
He does the thing where he throws it off again. They're like, no, 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 don't leave, Mr. Brown. The crowd's screaming. Oh. He does it all to the beat.
Wow.
What a performer. And then he slapped his wife.
Yeah, and then he...
And he fired the entire band after the end of this performance. He's like, you're not putting my jacket on and taking it off correctly. You're fired.
He's just the man, dude.
This is crazy.
Well, is there an actual part where the Rolling Stones?
No,
like
they just
says
he just that's just the recording of James Brown kicking ass, and the story is he was told he has to the Rolling Stones are gonna follow him, and he says I don't open for anybody. People follow me. Oh, nice. He's on so much coke.
James Brown pissed.
Hell yeah. God, I want to dress like James Brown.
Oh, somebody threw a water bottle on the stage. So he throws the mic down.
This is later years, James Brown.
Yeah.
He had white guys in the band at this point.
Yeah. This is after the Reagan administration forced him to have white people in the band.
No, they're like, you need whiter hair, James Brown. Your hair has to be straighter. Please, please. Look at that.
That guy looks
terrified,
so scared.
White guy. James Brown fucks him in the ass after his show.
He's like, you can't play guitar, honky!
Yakuza?
Is this in Japan?
I guess. Look at this Japanese guy. What is going
You can tell a whole crowd, like, essentially, like, if you do that shit again, fuck you. And then a guy just comes on like, and he's like, kick it!
What was that? Fuck. I'm trying to think of like really good interviews now.
Well, maybe for next week.
Oh, shit. How long have we gone?
We did it.
About an hour 12.
Oh, shit. We should watch, there's a good Jack Kerouac interview where he gets angry at hippies.
Really?
Yeah, he's like yelling at a hippie. It's great.
About what?
Just being a hippie.
He was a loser, too, though.
He was a massive loser, but he was a hipster. So there's, like, a difference, you know. But, like, not, you know, beatnik. He's a beatnik.
Yeah. He can eat my ass, Jack Kerouac.
I liked On the Road.
Yeah, suck my dick.
Did you ever read Travel to Charlie by Steinbeck? You'd love that book.
Mm-mm.
It was, like, a more innocent On the Road. It's just Steinbeck driving around the country getting drunk, and he's just, like, meeting really interesting people.
Steinbeck did Grapes of Wrath, right?
Yeah. He's just a great guy.
I hated that one.
Damn, brother. Damn. How do I reach you? All right.
I'm more of a Captain Underpants guy.
That was a good episode.
Yeah. You know, rate, review. Thanks.
I guess you can follow me on Instagram.
Yeah. That's God John bless you Knopf
no,
on
it's
Instagram.
John Badman with two D's.
It's not John Knopf?
No, it's just John Badman.
Oh, okay.
See you, fellas.
Good night and good luck.
Later.